hear further from the word of the Lord in Psalm 1. Happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But in the law of Yehovah is his delight, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he shall be as a tree planted by streams of waters that gives its fruit in its time, and its leaf does not fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so the wicked, but they are as the chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not rise up in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the just. For Yehovah knows the way of the just, but the way of the wicked shall perish. We also read from the Apocalypse Revealed, number 224. I saw an assembly of spirits all upon their knees, praying to God to send angels to them, that they might converse with them face to face and open to them the thoughts of their hearts. And when they arose, there appeared three angels in fine linen standing before them, and they said, The Lord Jesus Christ has heard your prayers and has therefore sent us to you. Open to us the thoughts of your hearts. And they answered, We have been told by our priests that in matters of a theological nature, the understanding is of no avail, but only faith, and that in such things an intelligent faith is of no service to anyone, because it is derived from man. We are Englishmen, and we have heard many things from our sacred ministry, which we believed. But when we have conversed with others who also called themselves Reformed Christians, as we do, and with others who called themselves Roman Catholics, and likewise with members of other sects, they all appeared to us learned, and yet in many things one did not agree with another. And still they all said, Believe us. And some of them, we are God's ministers and know. But we know that a person does not get divine truths, which are called truths of faith and which pertain to the church, from the place where he is born, nor by inheritance, but out of heaven from God. And as these truths show the way to heaven and enter into the life together with the good of charity and so lead to eternal life, we became anxious and prayed to God upon our knees. Then the angels answered, Read the word and believe in the Lord, and you will see the truths which should constitute your faith and life. For all in the Christian world draw their doctrinals from the Word as from the only fountain. But two of the company said, We have read, but did not understand. And the angels replied, You did not approach the Lord, and you have also confirmed yourselves in falsities. And the angels said further, What is faith without light? And what is thinking without understanding? This is not human. Even magpies and ravens can learn to speak without understanding. We can affirm to you that every man whose soul desires it is capable of seeing the truths of the word in the light. There does not exist an animal that does not know the food proper to its life when it sees it, and a man is a rational and spiritual animal, who sees the food of his life, not that of his body, but of his soul, which is the truth of faith, provided indeed he hungers after it and seeks it from the Lord. And after the angels had taught them about several things, some of the company said, Now for the first time we understand. And when they said, We understand, behold, a flame with light descending from heaven consociated them with the angels, and they loved one another. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.